Why should you exercise?
Well, have you ever looked in the mirror? Are you fat? Are you flabby? Are you weak? Are you lacking in energy? Well, all of these things are good reasons to exercise, but I want to give you a better reason, and that's body theology. We looked at it in the last video. It's stewardship of the body as a responsibility to God. Caring for our body as a moral and a spiritual obligation. Now, if looking in the mirror doesn't persuade you, if body theology doesn't persuade you, maybe science can persuade you. Maybe we can use science to educate our consciences and strengthen our wills. Because we have plenty of science today to tell us about how to care for our bodies and why we should exercise. Let me give you some examples. For example, in the Mayo Clinic, they give 7 reasons why that you should exercise. It controls weight, it combats health conditions and diseases, it improves mood, it boosts energy, it promotes better sleep, it puts the spark into your sex life, it can be fun and social. So they give a number of reasons for exercising. I want to give you another few that I've picked up in my own research. Number one, it helps to expel unhelpful chemicals from our systems and stimulates the production of healthy chemicals. Number two, walking just 2 miles a day reduces the risk of dementia and cognitive decline by 60%. Thirdly, exercise triggers the growth of mental nutrients and brain cells. It's a kind of mental fertilizer. And then exercise and proper rest patterns generate about a 20% increase in the average day. So lots of reasons to exercise. So how do we go about this? Well, first of all, get some advice. Don't start exercising if you've not been doing it for a long time. Go and get some advice from your doctor. Once you get the all clear from him, then why not join a local Y or a gym and join one of the group classes or get a personal trainer just to make sure you're doing it right. There's no point in putting out lots of energy if you're actually just damaging yourself more than helping yourself. Get some advice. Secondly, get a good aim. And exercise really, one of the key things is getting the why, getting the right motivation. If you get that, then it's half the battle. So really clarify for yourself, why am I doing this? Is it to lose weight? Is it to gain strength? Is it to increase energy? Set yourself some targets and make sure you actually know that if you're hitting them, even just for your own encouragement. So get some advice, have a good aim, start slowly. It's better, much better to start small and regularly than big and rarely. And I think the key thing here is routine. Just do a little every day, same time, same place, and soon, within a few weeks, the argument about whether you'll do it or not will be over. It'll just be part of life. So you've got to make it part of your routine. And then get some accountability. Maybe ask your wife or a girlfriend or a friend, say to them, this is what I'm going to do, here's my plan, and get them to ask you about it every week and encourage you as well as rebuke you if you fail. So get some accountability, maybe play some sport. Sometimes you're pumping weights or running, it's pretty boring. I mean, you can listen to an audiobook or podcast, whatever, but still, sometimes people find joining a team or a club, playing a team sport can really help the motivation. So exercise as part of your stewardship of your body, and different ways to do it, different reasons why to do it, but real men exercise.